Download this podcast. You will learn so much from it.
Welcome to the Chayleaf podcast. From the sound of the seagulls, you may tell that we are at a different location today. We're at the Brighton office of Chayleaf down on the south coast. And in this episode, we're going to look at some of the findings from our survey of technical communicators in Europe. We ran an online survey on our website during July 2017, and we have findings from the respondents. They came from 20 different European countries. The vast majority were from the UK, it must be said. So one of the things we wanted to do was to see if the work that technical communicators do is changing. Are they still writing online help? Are they doing anything different to that? And for our community and network, the vast majority of the people that we engage with are documenting software rather than hardware, and that reflects in the survey results. Only 5% of the people that who responded said that they were documenting hardware. And from the survey, the vast majority of people are still doing online help, about 14%. But what else are they doing? Well, 10% are writing tutorials, and interestingly, 10% are doing UI text or embedded help. And this is an area that will grow over time, we suspect. 4% are doing video walkthroughs and screencasts. Only 3% are doing onboarding screens. In fact, fewer people are doing onboarding screens than are involved with writing marketing copy. 5% are doing localization. Now that's probably a reflection of the UK market in that we originate content in English. So there's less of a pressure than there would be for companies based in Germany or elsewhere to deal with multiple languages. But what about other areas? What about DITA? What about code samples, API documentation, and chatbots? These are areas that are said to be growth areas, areas where there'll be further development, future trends in technical communication. Well, from the DITA front of our respondents, it was 4.15%. So DITA is not the dominant authoring standard in the respondents that completed our survey. For code samples and doing API documentation, well, those two go hand in hand. And 6% of the people that replied are involved in writing documentation. And of those, half of them are writing code samples, which suggests that the other half are writing the API documentation, but getting those code samples, having those provided to them by developers. And as for chatbots, well, this is still early days, less than 1%, 0.62% of the people that responded are involved in writing text for chatbots or artificial intelligence text. I suspect that will be an area that will grow in the future. So what else did we learn? Well, from an academic perspective, the people that responded are generally well-educated. 29% have a master's degree, 35% have an undergraduate degree. So in general, they're in the top 10 to top 5% of educated people, I would say, in their country. And how happy are they in their role? Well, 11% were unsatisfied. The rest, 15%, were extremely satisfied. 42% were satisfied and 30% were neutral. So in general, most people doing technical writing, doing technical communication, are comfortable, satisfied or very satisfied with their work. And this is probably not a great surprise. The research tends to suggest that people that are happy in their job are those that are doing work where they control their hours, the sequence they do things, that they have a job that stretches them, that they can be good at, that's intellectually interesting. And that's very much what you get with a technical writing role. Something else from the survey, we have generally in the technical writing community, it's about a 50-50 split between men and women. And that was reflected in the survey as well. It was slightly more in favour of women than men. Now, if you want to see the full details on the survey results, we'll put the details, the links in the show notes on chayleaf.podbean.com. We also have posted those to our blog, cherryleaf.com/blog, and you'll see details from that. Now, another area that people are always interested in surveys is salaries. Are they getting a fair rate compared to their peers for the work that they do? Now, the survey size that we got wasn't huge, and it can be rather misleading sometimes to look at small samples and make firm conclusions from things. One of the things we asked people to do was to state whether they were of one of four levels, 1, 2, 3, and 4, with 1 being junior, 4 being documentation manager, 2 being line staff, a standard technical author, and 3 being a senior technical author or a team lead. And we got enough statistics, probably a large enough sample, to get numbers for the UK. And we took a mean average for those. And for junior, the results was 32,000. For a standard technical author, it was 37,800. For a senior technical author, it was 50,000. And for a documentation manager, it was 49,000. Our audience, again, tends to skew more to the London and South East, where salaries tend to be higher. And in general, in the past, when we've looked at surveys, one of the main factors in the salaries that people earn, the key factors are their level of seniority and also their geographical location. And the closer to London they are, the higher the salary. The further away from London, the lower the salary. Now, those numbers are higher than we've seen in the past and look a little bit high. We did also look at some statistics from IT Job Watch as well, just to see how they compare with that. They have salary details for jobs offered. Now, the salary advertised in a job advert is often higher than the salary that somebody gets if they've been in a job for a long time. Sometimes there needs to be an extra amount of money to tempt people into a role. So we need to bear that in mind. From the IT Jobs Watch website, which has statistics based on a sample size of 163, the average was, for a technical author, 47,000. So that's 47,000 compared to ours of 37,000. And then for senior, they have 55 compared to hours of 50. What also comes through from the IT Jobs Watch statistics has been there's been a large jump in the amount of salary offered in the last 6 months. For seniors, it's gone up in the last 6 months by 10%. For standard technical authors, the increase in the salary, these are median salary percentages, I should say, that's gone up by 17.5%. We also need to consider, as a percentage of all permanent IT jobs advertised in the UK, the amount of technical writing roles has actually gone down. There are fewer jobs advertised, and as a percentage of the amount of roles within IT, it's gone down. It used to be about 0.3%, it's now about 0.14%. About 1.5 in every 1,000 IT jobs are for a technical author. What may be happening is that these roles, when they're advertised, are getting harder and harder to fill, particularly if, as we see a change in the market from documenting desktop Windows applications and a move to documenting APIs and a move to documenting web-based applications, that may be making the skill set different and making it harder to find the right people. Now, traditionally, technical writing has been one of the highest paid writing jobs that you can get because it's been a combination of technical skills and writing skills. You've needed to know the technical aspects about what you're describing, and you've also needed to know about a particular tool for producing content. In the dim and distant past, you needed to know about all the intricacies of printing. In the 80s and 90s and onwards, you had to know about online help authoring tools and WinHelp and how you could get those to integrate with a application. And then that changed as we moved into the early days of web-based applications. In some ways, the tools were simpler. You could use HTML to create content or markdown. And so one of the barriers to enabling anybody to write content for an application went away. But maybe that's changing again. Maybe as these projects, these products get more complex, these web-based applications get more complex, and it gets harder to manage the quantity, manage different versions of different documentation sets, then the tool set is perhaps becoming more complex than it was. Of course, tools, the help authoring tools, the Ditto tools, are still popular, still the dominant tools, and they still require training and familiarization in order to get the most out of them. And equally, if you're documenting APIs, you need to understand the tools and the technologies for creating API documentation. So that may be a reason why there's been an increase in the salaries. Again, the sample sizes are quite low, so it may be just that's an anomaly for the last 6 months and that the figures haven't changed. This was a European survey, and we did also get responses from people from around mainland Europe. Because there are so many countries, 20 countries, we didn't get enough data to make huge analysis of the average or the going rates for salaries in individual countries. What we've done on our website is we've posted a table with all of the figures from the 19 countries excluding the UK, the statistics, the salary information that we are provided with. And we've converted them to euro, so we've got a common currency by which we can compare the different salaries. So what can we tell? Well, broadly, the salaries on offer in the UK, in Germany, and in Ireland are roughly the same. They're slightly higher in the Scandinavian countries, Norway and Denmark, compared to the UK. They're slightly lower in France compared to the UK. Countries such as Hungary and Russia and the Czech Republic are considerably lower than the salaries offered on the UK. And the salaries in Poland are slightly lower than those offered in France and offered in... In terms of the big difference is the salaries that are offered for Russia and for the Czech Republic and for Hungary. So again, what's going on? I think one other factor is there has been a great deal of work within IT on APIs and developer documentation. That's been a big growth area and a lot of activity that companies have been spending time on. And I think what we're starting to see is companies facing challenges in documenting those. There was a study by GitHub that showed that one of the big issues within the developer community is the lack of documentation, it being out of date, it being missing, it being inaccurate. And this was being one of the big things that are hampering open source projects as well as APIs at the moment. And interestingly, there's been an announcement in recent days by Stack Overflow that they are closing down their documentation project on Stack Overflow. This was an attempt to create documentation in an open source way. They've come to the conclusion that writing documentation is difficult, takes skills, it takes time, and it takes money. And it is not something that's easy for people who aren't experienced in that to do. One of the comments was that even experienced users of products weren't confident in actually writing documentation that was of they felt would be of a high enough standard. And again, what we'll do is we'll provide a link to the announcement from Stack Overflow. So I think what we're seeing is a change in that the developer community is starting to recognize the importance and the need for documentation. And there's a recognition that it needs people that have the right skills and experience to do that, that it isn't straightforward just to take an expert in that, a subject matter expert, and get them to write the content. That there is a need for somebody that has those skills in taking that technical information and translating it into clear and understandable information. So this has just been a very brief podcast, this episode, just providing a little bit of information from our salary survey. We'll add links to the posts, the full details on the Cherryleaf blog for you, so you can look at it later. This podcast is now on Stitcher and iTunes, and for US-based people, Google Play. You can, on those sites, rate the podcast. Be grateful if you did give our podcast a rating. That would be wonderful. If you want more information from about this presentation, the other podcasts, they're hosted on cherryleaf.podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Cherryleaf is a technical writing company based in the UK, and if you want details on what we do, it's cherryleaf.com, and if you want other information and news on technical communication, our blog, cherryleaf.com/blog, is also a useful source of information. Okay, thanks for listening.